This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. CPR Western Slope reporter Tom Hess is reporting that jurors have reached a verdict in the Tina Peters trial. We will keep you posted on that news as we get it. Tina Peters faces 10 criminal charges related to helping an unauthorized man gain access to county voting equipment. In his closing arguments, prosecutor Robert Shapiro told the jury that Peters is the one on trial, not the election system.
This case was a simple case, centered around the use of deceit to commit a fraud.
Attorney John Case is part of Peters' defense team. He said that Peters broke no rules by copying her equipment's hard drives ahead of a software update.
There's no dispute about it. She had an obligation to preserve the records. And there's also no dispute about what was going to happen when the state got in there to do the trusted build. They were going to erase all the records.
The Secretary of State's office disputes that the files in question constitute election records under Colorado law. In Denver, a major overhaul of East Colfax Avenue is getting a big federal boost. Here's CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
The city, CDOT, and RTD have for years been planning a major upgrade of bus service between downtown and Aurora. Two car lanes will be converted to bus-only lanes. Stations will be upgraded. Pedestrian and bike infrastructure will be too. The idea is to make buses as fast and nice as a light rail train. And now, the federal government says it's going to kick in $150 million to help make it happen. Construction will start later this year. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.